Star Productions presents John Wayne in The Lawless Frontier, with narrative description by Audiovision Canada. Directed by R.N. Bradbury. A Paul Malvern production. Story and screenplay by R.N. Bradbury. Photography, Archie Stout. Art director, E.R. Hickson. Recorded by Ralph Shugart. Film editor, Charles Hunt. The cast: John Wayne, Sheila Terry, Jack Rockwell, George Hayes, Buffalo Bill Jr., Yakima Canute, Bud Wood, Earl Dwyer. A poster reads, $5,000 reward for Pandro Zanti, dead or alive. Wanted for cattle rustling and murder, is half white and half Apache Indian. Poses as a Mexican and speaks the language fluently. All information regarding the above outlaw should be reported to John B. Walton, Marshal. In the dark of night, three men sit astride their horses as cattle are rustled nearby. Inside a cabin, two people shoot at the rustlers.
Draw that fire from the front. I will go in behind.
The three men dismount, then steal away. The gunfire is kept up from within the cabin. Ignoring the shooting, the rustlers continue driving the herd. Concealed in a thicket, two of the men fire at the cabin. The third man, Pandro Zanti, peers through the cabin window. He smashes the glass and fires. He shoots again. Smiling, he rejoins his men in the thicket.
Allah! If honors of fire, bombers, pronto! The rangers will come!
They run to their horses. The rustlers continue moving the cattle. A young cowboy dashes to the cabin door and tries it.
Dad!
He slams his shoulder against the door, then smashes it open. Inside, he peers about in the dark. He lights a match and discovers the carnage. Heartbroken, he lets the match burn out. He turns slowly to the door to watch the sun rise over the distant hills. On a trail, a sign reads, Polk City, 9 miles. Beneath it is the wanted poster for Pandro Zanti. From atop his horse, the young cowboy, John Tobin, reads the poster, then rides on. Later, Zanti and his two men ride along a trail and stop.
This trail had been used but yesterday. I wonder where it is lead. Underlay.
They turn and ride off into the desert. An elderly miner walks beside a small corral. He stops by a pump and sets down a shovel and canteen. He wipes his brow, then draws some water. A cabin door opens and a pretty young woman emerges. She trots to a gate. Smiling, she watches the man work the pump, then drink. Opening the gate, she runs to the pump. As the man sits, she joins him.
You're home early, Pop.
Yeah, ain't no need to stagger around out there any longer. The old claim's petered out, Ruby. I reckon we better head for town.
Well, that suits me all right. How would you like me to make you some lunch?
And am I hungry? Say, I could eat a whole can of beans, including the can.
She leaves. Zanti and his men ride to a bluff overlooking the cabin. He looks down at the small corral.
One horse, one mule. There is water there. We may need this place. Stay here.
Leaving his companions, Zanti descends from the bluff. He stops before the old miner.
Buenos dias, senor. I hope I do not intrude. Now listen, hombre. I don't talk no flowery language, and I'm too tired to make any bows. So let's get right to the point. Who are you, and what do you want?
You amuse me greatly, senor. I am come but to beg permission to water my horse. You see, I am your neighbor.
Neighbor?
Si, senor. I am live but a few miles beyond you. My name is Don Yorba.
I ain't refused anybody any water, so help yourself.
You are very kind, senor.
He dismounts.
Do you live here alone?
Sometimes.
The young woman leaves the cabin and walks to the two men beside the pump.
This is our neighbor, Don Yorba, Ruby.
Zanti eyes Ruby lasciviously.
How do you do, Mr. Yorba?
This is an unexpected pleasure, senorita.
You'll have to excuse me, please. I've got some things on the stove.
Si, senorita.
She leaves. As she nears the cabin, she notices Zanti's men atop the bluff. She dashes inside. Crossing the room, Ruby reaches a cupboard and pulls it aside to reveal a hidden passage. She enters and pulls the cupboard back into place. Back outside.
You have but one horse?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, senor, in exchange for the use of the water, I will bring to the senorita a thoroughbred pony. Is it a bargain?
You're welcome to the water. Suit yourself about the horse.
It will be here tomorrow. Adios, amigo.
Zanti mounts his horse and rides away. As he rides to the top of the bluff, Ruby emerges from a mine tunnel beneath it. She looks up, then listens.
There's plenty of water. Also a very young and beautiful senorita. Tomorrow, we bring yours to carry her away on.
What about the old man?
The boys will attack the place. I will rescue the girl. And the old man? Well, it is too bad, but he will be killed. Just another tragedy. Just another romance in the life of Pandro Zanti.
Alarmed, Ruby re-enters the tunnel. Zanti and his men ride off. Inside the cabin, the cupboard is pushed aside, and Ruby rushes in.
Randy!
What's wrong, child? What happened?
There are three of them. They're going to take me away. And they're planning to kill you.
There, now don't cry. Just tell me what you heard.
John Tobin canters along the trail leading to Polk City. In the cabin.
So he's Penrose Hattie, eh? I gotta get you out of here right away, Ruby. That grinning lizard's liable to be back any time. Let me see now. I got it. I know just what we'll do. Come on.
Meanwhile, Zanti and his men draw to a stop.
I think maybe it is best we get some of the boys and the oars and return today. No?
Later, Zanti and all of his gang ride to the bluff above the cabin.
When I signal, you know what to do.
Leading a pony, he descends. Stopping before the cabin, he calls out.
Oh, yeah! Amigo!
He looks about, puzzled by the silence. Finally, he notices a padlock on the cabin door. He turns and leads the pony away. Zanti rejoins his gang.
They have smell a rat and have a moose.
They ride off. Ahead on the trail, the miner, Dusty, leads a mule carrying a large pack. Not far off, John continues on his way. He approaches a river and dismounts. He and his horse drink. As Dusty moves along the trail, Zanti and his gang surround him.
Hello, Yorba. Heading for town?
I bring the horse, but I find you gone.
Wasn't Ruby there?
I have seen no one.
Oh, shucks, she must have been up to the spring. See, I gotta go to town for provisions and had to leave her behind.
Bueno. You will perhaps bring me some bacon and flour, no? I would pay you well.
Give me a horse and I'll load him down for you.
And in return for this, I will take good care of your granddaughter.
Well, I certainly appreciate your kindness.
Pablo, the horse.
The pony is passed into Dusty's care.
So long, see you later.
He rides on.
The old fool. We will not only get his provisions, but ours as well. Come, I go to carry away my new romance.
They turn their horses and ride away. Ahead, Dusty speaks to the pack on the mule.
They'll be watching us, Ruby. We gotta keep going.
Okay, Pa. I'm all right.
We gotta cross the river.
Go ahead. I'll get out of this trouble.
They ride to the river's edge and enter. On the other bank, John tends his horse. He looks back, watching Dusty lead the mule and the pony into deeper water. The mule stumbles, then starts to buck. Meanwhile, Zanti and his men ride to the top of the bluff.
Give me the glass, Joe.
Using a spyglass, Zanti looks out to the river. In the river, the mule bucks out of control, submerging Ruby in deeper and deeper water. Dusty looks on, helpless. From the bluff, Zanti watches, confused. In the river, the mule struggles to rid itself of the heavy pack. Concerned, John watches. Free of its burden, the mule climbs ashore. Ruby struggles to escape the confining pack.
There's a girl in the pack, and I can't swim.
Tossing aside his hat and gun belt, John dives into the river. With powerful strokes, he swims to the struggling Ruby. Reaching her, he tears away the confining cloth, then helps Ruby swim to shore. Atop the bluff, Zanti watches the rescue, then slams the telescope shut.
The girl, she was in the pack.
He leads his men down from the bluff. At the riverside, Dusty waits for Ruby and John. Zanti and his men race toward the river. Lifting Ruby in his arms, John wades ashore. He sets her down.
Son.
Dusty points across the river.
Them renegades after my girl. And I'll sure appreciate your help.
Certainly, old-timer. It's only 3 miles to town. Come on.
They mount up. Leaving Zanti, his men enter the water. Dusty, Ruby, and John gallop away. The renegades reach shore. Ahead, the fugitives ride for their lives, followed closely by Zanti's gang. Ruby leads the way across a rocky, arid landscape. Dusty and John stop, turn, and fire at their pursuers. Then ride on. Close behind, the renegades return the fire. Ahead, Ruby urges on her wildly racing pony. The pony trips, spilling her to the ground. Zanti's men ride on at a furious pace. Ruby gets to her feet. Galloping past, John sweeps her onto his saddle. He removes his gun and hands it to Ruby, then swings up into an overhanging tree. Hidden in the branches, he waits for the renegades to pass. He leaps onto the back of the last rider. He takes his gun, hurls him to the ground, and rides on. Reaching the next rider, he springs and hauls him to the ground. He rises, jumps onto the fallen rider's horse, and gallops after the others. He pulls to a halt and fires at the gang ahead. He turns his horse and speeds away from the trail. The renegades turn and follow. Reaching a steep bank, John pulls up, then rides back and turns. His horse balks, but urged on, gallops to the bank's edge and leaps to the river below. Above, Zanti's men comb the brush for John. Mystified, they've lost him. Below, John canters serenely along the river. Later in town.
Well, I guess we're safe, Ruby. Thanks to the stranger.
Suppose he's all right.
Well, I sure hope so. He'd be coming for his horse soon, I reckon. Some animal.
Looks like a thoroughbred.
He is a thoroughbred, ma'am.
Well, stranger, I guess Ruby and me just about owe you our lives.
Oh, you don't owe me anything, but tell me, what was it all about?
Well, sir, this morning a stranger rode up to the house and he says to me, he says...
Back at the river, a renegade rides across to the waiting Zanti.
A stranger butted in and they got away.
Ride back and get the rest of the boys. We have very important business in town tonight.
Back in town...
Sure enough, they trailed us. I convinced them that I'd left Ruby behind. Everything was all right. We crossed the river.
What was this stranger's name?
He called himself Penrose Zanti.
Zanti?
Yeah.
If I'd only known. I'd like to meet him. Face to face.
Well, son, I can fix that up for you. In return for your kindness today, I'll take you right where you can find him. See, I got a cabin down on the edge of the town. You can put up there. Besides, I want you to meet the sheriff.
Outside his office, the sheriff writes a notice on a chalkboard. Anyone interested in making $5,000 come to the meeting tonight at the town hall. That night at the meeting...
Now this man, Zanti, is the worst outlaw the state has ever known. He's half white, half Apache Indian. He poses as a Mexican and speaks the language, but he's not a Mexican.
Outside, a renegade approaches Zanti.
The town's about deserted.
Bueno. Go ahead. I will be waiting.
As his man leaves, Zanti merges into the blackness of the night. At the meeting...
Now, I think the best plan is to split up. Make temporary camps about 10 miles apart along the desert. We're sure to spot him sooner or later.
John Tobin here and me are heading out that way in the morning.
Well, $5,000 is worth going after.
Hey, everybody, duck! Don't open that door!
I'm giving orders here.
A man opens the door. He falls to the floor. John shoots out the light, then sneaks outside. In the dark, he hides behind a barrel. He fires at the renegades. As they flee, he runs into the street and picks up a sack lying on the ground.
Drop that or I'll plug it!
John drops the sack.
So it's you, eh? What you got here? And how'd you get it?
What difference does it make as long as I've got it?
Might make a lot of difference. I'll take charge of this.
Picking up the sack, the sheriff turns and leaves. Dusty approaches.
Nice, agreeable, and appreciative sheriff you got here.
Yeah. He started off all right, but he's sure gone to seed.
Inside the town hall.
Now, boys, I'm suspicious of Tobin. How'd he know it was Zanti? And how come he got this money without getting shot? I'm going to keep an eye on him. He and old Dusty are heading for the desert in the morning. I'm going to take a couple of boys and follow him. He might lead us right to Zanti. I tell you, I don't trust nobody.
Next morning, at Dusty's cabin.
Well, here it is, son. Pretty comfortable, too. Come here.
Dusty pulls aside the cupboard.
Wow. An old mine tunnel. Leads the trail up above. Might come in mighty handy sometime in case of trouble.
Alerted, they walk to the door. Outside, the sheriff arrives with a posse. John and Dusty walk to the gate. They stop and gaze with surprise. The sheriff has a mule loaded with supplies. Opening the gate, they walk to him.
Hi there, Dusty. Seeing as you got plenty of water, this being government ground, reckon I'll stay right here.
He turns to unhitch his saddle.
What a pleasant place this is gonna be.
Inside the cabin.
Well, your friend Tobin's been gone 5 days now. Wonder where he's eating.
You'll eat grub with him.
Yeah. Mighty funny him skipping out of here without us knowing about it. Didn't leave no trail, neither.
Well, he likes to work alone.
That's his excuse. Dusty, you ain't smart. Now, 10 to 1, if I get to trail him, he'll let me right to Zanty.
In a ravine, John rigs a line to a pistol. He clambers to a bluff above. He trails the line to the pistol. Then he kneels and pulls it taut. Zanty and his gang gallop into the ravine. Above, John waits. As the renegades draw near, John takes off his hat and lies flat on his stomach. Tugs on the line. A pistol fires. The riders stop, confused. As John pulls on the line again, they dismount and seek cover. Edging along the ravine, they fire at the unseen gunslinger. Still mounted, Zanty turns and gallops away. Atop the bluff, John hauls on the line to retrieve his pistol. He runs to his horse, mounts, and gallops away. In the ravine, the renegades tiptoe forward, looking for the source of the gunshots. They spread out in their search. Meanwhile, Zanty gallops out of the ravine. John follows, hot on his heels. Both men push their mounts to the full. Zanty draws his pistol and fires back at John. Catching up to Zanty, John leaps onto his back and drags him to the ground. They struggle in the sand. John smashes Zanty down. He picks him up, slings him over his shoulder, and carries him to his horse. With the unconscious Zanti lying across the saddle, John leads the horse away. At the cabin, he pushes the dazed Zanti ahead of him. Inside, Dusty and the sheriff walk to the door. John pushes in the wanted man.
Better take charge of him, Sheriff, before I cheat the law.
So I finally captured you, eh?
Dusty and John are amazed by the sheriff's words. The sheriff pushes Zanti onto a bunk and secures one of his feet with a leg iron.
I reckon that'll hold it.
I'm not so sure.
This is my business. I ain't never lost a prisoner yet.
You never had one to lose.
The boys will be back day after tomorrow. We'll be taking you into town. You've been a slick, cunning wolf, Zanti. But I finally got you.
You forget, Senor Sheriff. Wolves run in packs. And mine is not far behind.
Later, in a shed beside the cabin...
I gotta get going, Dusty. Because I got a growing desire to go over there and break him to pieces.
I know just how you feel, son. Tell Ruby I'll be home in a couple of days.
All right, old-timer.
After buckling on his gun belt, John leaves. In the cabin, the sheriff rouses from a nap. He looks across the room to check Zanti's shackled boot, then goes back to sleep. Dusty turns back into the shed and looks at his watch. Outside, John cinches up his saddle. Suddenly, a knife slices into Dusty's back. He topples, hitting his head on a post and knocking a gun to the floor. John rushes back to the shed. In the cabin, the sheriff leaps to his feet and runs out the door.
Dusty!
John enters and picks up the gun.
Drop that gun, Coleman. Unbuckle your belt.
Don't be a fool, Sheriff. The man who did this is getting away.
Yeah? The man who done this is right in front of me. I had you figured out right along. Shot him in the head, eh? What's this?
Picking up the knife, he spots the initials JT.
I suppose you deny that's yours.
John's knife is missing from his belt.
Get your hands out here.
The sheriff handcuffs him.
Come on, get moving.
They enter the cabin. The sheriff secures him to a bunk. Across the room, Zanti grins.
Two of a kind, eh? Own up, Zanti. This fella double-crossed you and brought you in here just to get the reward. Ain't that it?
You're very wise, Senor Sheriff.
Sure I am.
Two of the sheriff's men enter the cabin.
Hello, boys. Glad you got here. Miller, run into town and tell the boys I got Zanti. And that ain't all. Tobin here killed old Dusty. Bring all the boys you can get. We might bump into Zanti's gang on the way to town.
Okay, Sheriff.
Hank, you stay here and keep an eye on them. I'm going to Indian Springs and get Slim.
Hank walks to a bunk, sets his rifle aside, and sits. John leans back on his bunk. Zanti rests. Hank lies down to take a nap. In the shed, Dusty rouses. He feels the bloody bump on his head. Then dabs at his brow with a rag. Back in the cabin, Zanti opens his eyes and peers over at Hank. He eases himself up and reaches for his boot. He slides the leg iron up and takes off his boot. He slides the leg iron from his ankle, then slips the boot back on. He sits up and looks across to the sleeping Hank, then stands and walks toward him. On his bunk, John notices.
Look out, Hank!
Helpless, John can only watch. Zanti stands, holding Hank's rifle, and turns to John.
So that's how you got away to kill Dusty.
Your deductions are much better than the sheriff's.
I knew you did it, all right. You're the only one that could have taken my knife. What'd you come back for?
To wait for this opportunity. Soon you will be with your friend, and there will be only two left. The senior sheriff and his man will return from Indian Springs. I will be in ambush. And Zanti will go free.
Confidently, he strides to the door.
Senor, pleasant dream.
He aims the rifle at John. Across the room, the cupboard is pushed aside. Dusty peers out and shoots. The bullet hits the rifle. Zanti turns and runs out the door. Dusty enters the room.
Dusty, there's two horses ready. Easy now, son.
He shoots the shackle holding John to the bunk. They leave. Outside, Zanti mounts his horse and gallops away. Leaving Dusty, John mounts up and races after the renegade. Slowly, the distance between them is narrowed as they race across the sun-baked desert. As John catches up, Zanti knocks him to the ground and rides on. John slides downhill into a gully. On his feet, he looks about, then runs to a piece of timber and tosses it into a mine sluice. He climbs aboard the timber and rides it like a sled. Above, Zanti drives his horse in a fury. Below, John guides his makeshift sled in a wild journey through the sluice. Ending his ride, John grasps an overhead beam and swings out. He clambers up a hillside. Zanti approaches. John runs at him but misses. Passing beneath a tree, Zanti is knocked from his saddle by a branch. With his foot caught in a stirrup, he is dragged by his horse. John runs after him. Zanti frees himself. He slowly rises as John arrives atop a knoll. As John heads down toward him, the renegade stands and unsteadily staggers on into the desert. Behind him, John pauses, then spots footprints in the sand. He follows the tracks. Ahead, Zanti dodges behind a tree. He looks back to see John slowly advancing and dashes on. John plods steadily across the rocky desert floor. Zanti reels with fatigue. Beneath a towering mesa, the two men walk on, one sure-footed, the other staggering. The heat takes a toll on the two men, but only Zanti weakens. He spots a spring beside a rocky outcrop and drops to take a drink. As the renegade gulps his fill, John walks up to him and stops. He spots a sign, "Don't drink, poison." With a smile, he looks down.
Drink your fill, Zanti. It's poison.
Zanti stares at John. As the news sinks in, he turns to the sign. He rubs his face. Then he grabs his chest. His head drops into the water. At the cabin, the sheriff rides up with a deputy. They dismount. The sheriff runs to the pump. The deputy joins him.
If I go back without him, my reputation's ruined.
In town...
And they're holding him a prisoner over at your old place.
But I just can't believe he did it.
Sheriff caught him right in the act. Sure sorry, Miss Ruby.
Miller leaves the unhappy young woman. Looking around, she notices a horse beside a barn and runs to it. She gallops away. Inside the cabin...
Mighty strange how they broke out of here.
Unseen, Dusty peers from behind the cupboard.
I know. Zanti got out, broke the chain that held Tobin, overpowered Hank, and then shot him. I always knew them two was in cahoots.
Smiling, Dusty pulls the cupboard back in place. Outside, Ruby gallops through a grove of trees. She is watched by two of Zanti's men as she heads into the desert.
It's the girl. Why not stop her? If they're holding Pandro, we'll make them exchange prisoners.
They follow her. Astride his horse, Dusty spots Ruby. He watches her pass, with Zanti's men in hot pursuit. Dusty follows. Ahead, Ruby finds John.
Someone to take care of you.
Seems to me you're doing very well.
He takes her arm and they walk on. Zanti's main gang gallops in force. John leads Ruby to her horse. She mounts. As the renegades gallop through a gully, John and Ruby hear them coming.
It must be Zanny's gang. We've got to race for it.
He climbs onto his steed, and they speed away. In the gully, Zanty's two men wait as the main gang arrives.
The girl and the Ember that got Pandro are just ahead of us.
The gang rushes on. The two men follow. Arriving atop a hill, the renegades watch Ruby and John gallop below. Then they ride on. As Ruby and John keep up the wild pace, the gang draws near. John and Ruby halt, dismount, and scramble down into a ravine. The gang closes in. Dusty meets Ruby and John outside the mine tunnel. The renegades reach the abandoned horses. Below, John takes Dusty's gun while the old man leads Ruby into the tunnel. John takes cover as Zanti's men scramble down to the tunnel entrance.
Come on, boys, we got him trapped.
They rush in. John watches. As the last man disappears inside, he runs to the entrance. He uncovers a box stashed nearby and places it in the entrance. It's filled with dynamite. He runs back, stops, and draws his gun, and fires. The tunnel is blocked. In front of the cabin, the sheriff runs to intercept John. Dusty walks to the gate. The sheriff stops John.
You ain't getting away this time. Hands up.
Dusty runs to them.
Just a minute there, Sheriff.
The sheriff turns, dumbfounded, and looks Dusty up and down with disbelief.
Don't faint, you old fool. I ain't dead yet.
But that shot and the knife.
Oh, shucks, I want shot. And for the knife, there's only a scratch. Fella that done it's inside. Come on.
Inside, Ruby walks to the door and opens it.
Who's there?
That's a dead man called Zanty. He's the fella that knifed me.
What's that?
That's Zanty's gang. Go ahead and let him out, Sheriff. We'll help you.
With gun drawn, the sheriff strides to the cupboard. John stands before it.
All right. You men might just as well know I got you. Come on out one at a time. Your guns in your holsters and your hands reaching high.
John pulls the cupboard aside to admit a renegade, then closes it and disarms the man.
Man up against that wall. Bessie, keep him covered.
You bet.
They repeat the action one by one.
Get over there. Get over.
Days later, Ruby telephones.
Hello? Is this Sheriff Tobin?
Yes, Mrs. Tobin. This is the sheriff.
And what would Sheriff Tobin like for his dinner tonight?
Let me tell him. Baked taters, big juicy steak smothered with onions, and A apple pie. Boy, will I go for that.
The end. This described version of The Lawless Frontier was created by Audiovision Canada. The narrative description was written by Vern Margetts, narrated by John Carlyle, and produced by Valerie Hunter. For information on other described movies and audio cinema presentations available from AudioVision Canada, call toll-free 1-800-5-